Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, July 14th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Democrats have set the lineup for their first presidential debate in June. Some big names missing from the list. We'll tell you who'll be stepping out of that clown car and onto the stage in just a couple of weeks. Two, there's a new NBA championship team that hails from north of the border. Now, I do not follow the NBA very closely at all, but I do happen to know one of the players taking home a championship ring this year. I'll tell you what I know a bit later on in the hour. And number one, the National Press and SNL will need to find a new Trump administration staffer to kick around. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the highly effective White House press secretary, has announced plans to step down at the end of this month. There soon will be a new voice for the Trump administration. Who might that be? Now, I have no insight, no official insight, but I can neither confirm nor deny that today Steve is off because of a job interview at the White House. All right, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't float that sort of thing. No. But you never know. You never know. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, June 14th. I am so in love with this temperate, cool beginning of summer. My kids aren't pleased because the pool's not out yet in the backyard. We figure it's got to hit 80, maybe for a day or two before the pool gets out. It's just a little blow. Well, it's a moderately sized kind of blow-up pool type thing. But they're itching for it. I don't like the heat, and so this has been just beautiful. So we didn't crack 60 yesterday down here in Hillsdale. Man, so nice. As I mentioned, I am down here in Hillsdale, Michigan. My name is Scott Bertram. You might have heard me before as I fill in for Steve. Here on the program, I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College, where we do good things. I think since the last time we talked, perhaps, we've been named the 2019 Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Radio Station of the Year. Not too shabby. Students doing most of that work, of course. I give them the credit. Also here at Hillsdale, I teach in the journalism department, and you can hear me hosting the college's podcast and national weekend radio show, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which you can find on many of these fine stations and also via your podcast channels. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, now on Spotify, Google Play. Just search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We try to bring you as close to campus as possible without you being here, because we kind of are in the middle of nowhere, if you've ever been here. We're not close to anything. So we try to bring you some of the discussions and debates and insight that's going on here on campus via that radio show. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, ask for it by name, wherever you might be. And let me tell you one thing I've learned this week. Very quickly before we get back to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. One thing I've learned this week, you know, there are certain things that are worth paying for and not getting like the generic brand. For me, like peanut butter is one of those things. I'm a peanut butter fiend, and like generic peanut butter isn't going to cut it for me. So I pay a little bit more brand name peanut butter. Okay. Here's something else I've learned this week that is apparently worth the extra few pennies, dimes, quarters. High-end, or at least, you know, brand name, whatever you want to call it, Scotch tape, magic tape, you know, transparent tape, that the stuff you wrap your Christmas presents with, both here at work and at home, because, you know, I'm conservative. I want to cut corners where I can. Both here at work and at home, I recently bought, you know, essentially, you know, generic off-brand Scotch tape. And let me tell you something. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Both the different brands here and at home, it won't stick to anything. I have my notes hanging up around here in the studio, and they keep falling down like minutes into the show. This is no good. And at home, my son's kind of an artist. He's six now, and so he likes to draw and paint, and he tries to put the stuff up on the refrigerator. And we have a stainless steel, so no magnets. Got to use tape, and he can barely get stuff to stick to the refrigerator. So. Lesson learned, and you know, I try to pass on my knowledge to you whenever possible. Among the things you might want to write down and say, you know, it's worth paying the extra 40 cents for. Brand name, again, Scotch tape, magic tape, transparent tape, whatever you want to call it, I have found this week that that is worth the extra few pennies to pay for. Just a tip from me to you. Sarah Sanders leaving the White House at the end of the month. We'll hear from both Sarah Sanders, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and from President Trump in the next segment as they said some goodbyes yesterday, the official one coming later on this month. Sarah Sanders leaving at the end of the month, 23 months, so nearly 2 years on the job. President shared the news of her unexpected departure in a tweet, writing she planned. And there goes my notes again. I'm telling you, brand name Scotch tape. Planned to return home to Arkansas. Writing in a tweet, President said, quote, she's a very special person with extraordinary talents who has done an incredible job. I hope she decides to run for governor of Arkansas. She would be fantastic. Sarah, thank you for a job well done. Sanders, 36 years old, has been among the longest-serving senior officials in the Trump administration. This is the Washington Post write-up of the story. Sanders endeared herself to her boss and to his supporters by her staunch defense of him and his remarks, which just means that she did a fantastic job in carrying out her duties, often amplifying Trump's criticism of the news media, pushing back on reporters' questions, sometimes sarcastically. The press secretary is an arm of the president. So, again, she's doing her job well and effectively. Also notable for what she didn't do as much as what she did do, the story says, on her watch, the media briefings all but ceased to exist. The White House set a record in January for longest stretch in modern history without a news briefing. Have you guys missed the news briefings, by the way? Have you missed the video coverage, the arguing, the back and forth, the Jim Acosta grandstanding? Have you missed that at all? Do you think you're less informed? That's kind of a real question. I know you don't miss them. Trust me, I understand. But do you think you're less informed by not having those media briefings? I mean, my guess is you would answer no. My guess is a majority of people would answer that they didn't even know that those briefings weren't taking place. There's always news and information. I do understand from the media's perspective, at least some responsible members, it does give them an opportunity to ask some questions that don't get asked on a daily basis about, you know, the top one or two stories. Sometimes you can dig in and find some interesting angles and nuggets. But by and large, I mean, my goodness, do you miss them? Do you think you're less informed? I really don't know. It's been 94 days, if you're counting at home. I know you have the checklist on your wall. 94 days without a press briefing. SNL going to have to find someone else to make fun of. Although, knowing SNL, they'll probably just keep her around as a character. Is that A.D. Bryant who does Sarah Sanders on SNL? I believe so. I thought it was Melissa McCarthy, but she was doing Sean Spicer. So I think it's A.D. Bryant at SNL. So, man, I don't know what they're going to do. They'll just wait breathlessly for the next White House press secretary and find someone to lampoon him or her, I suppose. That's exactly what will happen. Sarah Sanders stepping down. We'll hear from her, hear from President Trump coming up in the next segment of the program. SteveGruber.com for more content and giveaways. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station. Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.